In the 1970s, my wife and small sons would, some summers, drive the 15 miles or so to Tilson Lake in Ulster County, New York, which, by the way, is nowhere near the hamlet of the same name. There we could sit on the beach by the pavilion and watch our 3- and 6-year-olds as they waded out and practiced their swimming, eat our sandwiches, and enjoy the scenic backdrop of the mountain where, further up, is the well-known Manawaska State Park Preserve. Other times, when and if free, I would rooftop the Sunfish sailboat down there, the lake being a pleasant and convenient size for unchallenging sailing. Today, Tilson Lake is owned by New York State, and it is run by the Palisades Interstate Parks Commission, who, I have heard, intend to drain it. Their apparent plan is to remove the dam and let the lake revert to a stream running through meadows. In many ways, I'm all for not messing with our world, our only world, but it's not as simple as that. Lake Powell, Nevada's Lake Mead, Indian Lake in the Adirondacks, the Ashokan, and countless other bodies of water worldwide have been brought about by mankind. I would argue that these reservoirs, lakes, and recreational bodies of water are generally beneficial to humanity and worth maintaining. So why are the commissioners of the Palisades Interstate Parks Commission taking this route? As so often, things seem to boil down to money. The claim is that the lake's dam needs repairing and that they can't afford it. Perhaps they look upon it as a question of culling. It's a small lake and brings them no money. Nevertheless, their mandate from the state is to maintain parks and lakes for public recreation. Surely they realize how increasingly extensive the background populace in this part of the Hudson Valley is, a populace that will surely always need to fish, swim, canoe, write, paint, and enjoy quietness. If their fear is liability, I swam years ago in a large and beautiful lake in Maine, and there were no warnings or notices. Of course, drownings are possible, and no one can legislate against accidents. There are swimming holes and rivers throughout New England where there are no notices. For example, the DEC's well-maintained Onteora Lake near Kingston, pleasant for swimming, boating, walking, fishing, and no lifeguards or prohibitions. So finally, if the money can be found for proper dam repair, I certainly would like to see that Tilson Lake, roughly midway between Cragsmoor and Newports, does not have to revert to meadow and stream, but will remain viable as a quiet recreational lake in perpetuity.